going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, June 5th and 6th from Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Donate now at 937thefan.com to help support your local volunteer fire departments. Brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP and G.S. Jones Restoration, Don's Appliances, Julian Gray Associates, and Centermark. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Oh, What's Cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Our friend Bubba called, didn't he?
Yes, and don't forget about our friend social media's biggest loser, Mulsey.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. But first, Bubba, what did he say?
So, Bubba
from
100.7 Star,
yeah.
He's been a baseball coach for a long time, and he's worked with a lot of pitchers. And basically, he surmised a theory for me that, you know, for Skeens, basically working on the pitch mix that he works on, sometimes he either can get caught up a little bit with whatever pitches that he's using, and he's got a lot in his repertoire where sometimes there can be walks that are thrown in there because he might not be as precise on which pitch to throw.
Yeah, sometimes your arsenal can be too vast.
Yeah.
I think Charlie Morton had that problem when he was here. And sometimes you need to simplify. Now, who am I to tell Paul Skeens to simplify? He does have a 2.5 ERA or whatever it is. But it is a little curious watching him compared to last year. That's all limits.
Yeah.
When your strikeouts go down by that much and you don't look like the dominant blowaway pitcher that you looked like last year when we were all expecting that, it's a storyline. It is. Not necessarily like this monstrously negative storyline, but absolutely a storyline.
No, and it's not a huge thing. It's not like we're saying that Paul Skeens, oh no, like is the beginning of a little bit of a downspin occurring here. We're not saying that.
Well, are we?
Well, I think what we are saying is
he's gone from historically dominant to really good. That is a downturn.
We just want to see elite of the elite because we all know he's capable of it. So why are we not seeing that on a consistent basis? Is it a little bit of us kind of, you know, not being able to truly appreciate how great he is?
No, it's us thinking he was going to be historically dominant and the best pitcher in baseball or one of two or three, and he's not that. And that's a legitimate story.
Very fair and very true.
Thank you, Limits. Social media's biggest loser. Mulsey is brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And I'm sure Paul Skeens would be the first to acknowledge that. He seems very, very honest with himself in his appraisals. And I think he probably thinks he's spraying the ball around a little bit and just hasn't been himself. You know, a lot of people would like to be him, what he is right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
But he would like to be the best version of himself, and he simply hasn't been that.
Especially after when he was in L.A. and told Verducci, nobody has the stuff that I have.
Exactly.
Nobody can do what I can do with the baseball on a consistent basis. And
right.
That's why I'm sure he's probably a little bit concerned with this, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, not a high level of concern at all. Just a little.
Speak for yourself, Limits.
Bit.
I may have a high level of concern.
Do you?
You don't know that.
Do you?
I don't know.
Hmm.
You keep saying we instead of I.
Well, I don't think you're in the Crowley level of concern. He lit the world on fire on social media a couple weeks ago by saying that he definitely needs to be better. People attacked Crowley for that.
You don't agree with that?
Well, he does need to be better, but the way that Crowley phrased it was making it seem like Skeens isn't pitching great. At least that's how a lot of people on social media took it.
How is he pitching?
I think he's been great, not elite.
That's a very fine line between great and elite. I don't know. I don't care.
Well, we were talking about good, great, elite. Mitch Keller is good. Paul Skeens is pitching great.
Mitch Keller's
last year. Yeah, he's good.
Right now, this season, he's good?
Good is like B minus C plus. Mitch Keller is good. He's a good pitcher. He's fine. He's not a below average pitcher.
I don't know. He's got a 4.40 ERA. I'm talking right now, this year.
No, I still think that he's been good. I want to see a larger sample size this year from him to give it a defined grade entirely. But no, I still think he's good. He's had a little bit of bad luck on his side too.
All right.
His record this year is definitely not indicative of how he's pitched. He's what, 1-4?
I mean, he has a 5.73 ERA in two starts this month. Limits 4.5 ERA in April. What are we talking about here?
There were about three games, I think it was, that he came out and it was like a 2-0 game in the sixth inning. He had given up the two runs. And
all right. I'm hangry again at the end of the show. Mm. We definitely have to meet and take photos at the draft clock at some
yes.
point. You want to do that, tomorrow with Bob?
Yeah, we could do that.
Would they let us do a show from the draft clock?
Why not? If they can showcase the draft clock any way possible, they should.
What's the more prestigious clock, Big Ben in London or the Steelers draft clock?
Maybe the Kauffman's clock downtown. One of the texters said, meet at the Kauffman's clock used to be a thing that people said.
Thank you, Limits. Good night.
All right. Thank you. Good night. Have a good night, everyone.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.